And we want to welcome you to the Holding Down Cell Studios. We've been trying to work for a long, long time on how to get a name for the studio here at the SBB Radio Network. A lot of folks want to joke around when they got a real small facility and call it Studio A, Studio B, and all that stuff. Well, I've got an old sign that came from a place that an area I used to work in, and it was being thrown away, and I've been sitting here looking at it for months, actually, and I've tried several names for the studio, and we finally settled on it. It's going to be called Holding Cell Studios, and we're coming to you with the first inaugural Mountain Grass show, and we're doing this live, of course, and what this show's going to feature is it's going to feature some of our history over the last, I'm not going all the way back to where it sounded like a really bad AM radio, but I am going to go back anywhere from 15 to 25 years, something like that, and it kind of reflects on where a lot of our good grass come from that we listen to today, a lot of good bluegrass, if you want to know why I'm saying grass, but that's what I'm going to short it to. We're just going to call it grass, and we're, of course, going to call this show Mountain Grass. That's because we live in the mountains here, and we absolutely love our bluegrass. And this is from the SBB Radio Network, of course, and today we're going to feature just one of many, many of the collections that I've ended up picking up over the last 2 to 3 weeks to get ready for this program. Let me give you as quick as I can on it. We're going to be listening to the Nashville Bluegrass Band with Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. From back, looks like this is maybe in the 80s, and I recognize a fiddle player on here, too. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to kick the music off, and what we'll do is I'll get just a little more history behind this recording and the Nashville Bluegrass Band and the members and all that stuff, but right now, let's go ahead and kick it off. This is going to be about an hour, and looks like a little prior or a little shy of an hour and 30 minutes. So, anyway, we're going to have plenty of time to chew the fat in between now and the time this thing wraps up. But anyway, appreciate you listening to the SBB Radio Network on this Wild Wednesday. We've ended up spreading the genre a lot, and glad we did. Here's the Nashville Bluegrass Band with Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas.
New York, I believe it is, right?
Chicago.
Okay.
Well, what he said.
I trust you. But would y'all please put your hands together and give a warm Denton welcome to the Nashville Bluegrass Band with special guests Jerry Douglas and Peter Rowan.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Blue train.
It's a train set.
We dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jim Rogers home. We've had some hard times these past few years. We lost the farm, almost lost our spirits too. Oh, but it's the strangest thing when we heard whistle blow, that old train is rolling slow. Sound like it's crying for the singing breakfast too. Back to the sunny south we go, and I'll never roam no more. Here comes a train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. To remember when you are grown, how your mama and your dad were so proud and so sad, watching the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. I can hear that whistle blow, that old train is rolling slow, sound like it's crying.
Thank you so much. Welcome here to the Late Show. We're going to do some tunes here that we haven't done in a while. This is one called the Kansas City Railroad Blues.
By request many times today.
Multi-request.
And I had the thought that it'd be good to send this banjo tune out to the late Carol Best, as many of you know, was a great banjo player in these parts of the country.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jerry Douglas.
To be here this weekend, and he couldn't make it, so we're going to do a Bill Monroe song.
That was one of them there, I thought.
Well, it was, but
didn't sound like one.
This is even more so. This is one called The Toy Heart, and Roland's going to sing it for yous.
You played with my poor heart like a toy. Toy broke and then we held apart. It never came to mend you, the hopeless romance you. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. I think you played a game out from the start. This toy heart is broken when part of word is spoken. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. I think you played the game out from the start. This toy heart broken when part of words is spoken. Darling, you toy with a toy heart.
I said earlier that we had finished an album, another album for Sugar Hill, which should be released in September. And this next song is from that album. And it seems to be, it's not quite midnight, but we'll stretch it and do it anyway. It's a song of, it's actually about relationships, isn't it?
One in particular.
Yeah, well, this is about relationships, so I know you all can relate. This is called The Blackbirds and the Crows. Yeah.
thing most everybody knew. While other girls were running wild, Eva flew. Her life was the fast lane, but it soon began to show. So I begged her with me to go to a little home here in Idaho, and the blackbirds and the crows. One year we were happy and tried to keep our lives on track. While I was looking to the future, Eva was looking back. She said she missed the old life, and she was truthful, I suppose. The truth was she could never leave. The truth was the nights I'd grieve if I had to let her go. Blackbird sat on the fence line, crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half of my life, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows. Folks come by, we sit around, and I tell them how she's gone. I tell them how she packed her bags and wrecked our happy home. Oh, I tell them she's down in Atlanta doing cocaine and God only knows. But Eva's not gone, she's here with me, right here where she'll always be, with the blackbirds and the crows. Blackbirds sat on the fence line, crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Peter Rowan.
Come in.
We'll take a little time here and set up a microscope here. We appreciate all of you who've been such a great audience to us this weekend, this day.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, I think this is the best bluegrass festival for the money I've ever seen in my life. That is to say, so much great music here. Wonderful to be in the audience and to be on stage. I like it. Yeah. Whoa, there it is.
Sound bite.
We'll dedicate this to Doyle and everybody here at the festival. Gonna show Uncle John how to do the dozy do while the kissing cousin chasing chicken out of the old back lawn. Y'all come with another just to go a little further if this old bus don't break down. Campfire's burning in the night, my heart is yearning for the sight of the whole campground. And that high lonesome sound when that evening sun goes down. Well, now you
Review. Toe tap the syncopated music playing loud, and the girls are looking mighty pretty too. They're looking old grandpappy, he's feeling kind of snappy. Seems like he just don't care. He's over 93, he's a surprise. You and me are just dancing to the music in the air. It's that high, lonesome sound when that evening sun goes down. I'm gonna dance right up and down when I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. Guitar. And the banjo's right in tune. And the bow fiddle slapping leather. I'm howling at the moon. Hey, Mr. Fiddleman, play us on a little jam. Taught him to play riding on the back of a mule. It's that high, lonesome sound when that evening sun goes down. I'm gonna dance right off the ground when I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. When I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound.
Well, this is a special treat to get together with old friends here of the National Bluegrass Band. And I want to dedicate this to the people who were the original settlers ages and ages ago here in North Carolina and in America. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
cabin door. That clown said he saw you on that path in Oklahoma. No one remembers anymore. In the great Smoky Mountain of North Carolina, that's where I have rambled for many long years. In the great Smoky Mountain of North Carolina, I follow the trail of tears. Cries steal the wonder, lightning illuminates the rain. In the great Smoky Mountain of North Carolina, that's where I have rambled for many long years. In the great Smoky Mountain of North Carolina, trail of tears. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Put on her red dress, she let her long hair down. She put on her red dress, she let her long hair down. She kissed goodbye her baby, she went out to paint the town. She went out to paint the town. Mama be coming home soon. She a howling at the moon. She's a howling at the moon.
Grace, a special broadcast brought to you through the week, a live broadcast brought through to you midweek, and we're featuring the Nashville Bluegrass Band with Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. And some of the folks you listen to is Pat Enright on guitar, Alan O'Brien on banjo, Roland White on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Gene Libya, I hope I'm saying that right, on bass. And we're tickled to death, obviously, to be able to bring you this. Hopefully we can keep this thing going and bring you one of these each week. Got a whole bunch of stuff in the library. And an awful lot of Jerry Garcia, Peter Rowan, Tony Rice. Boy, we got a collection that we've been working on for about 3 weeks so that we can bring this to you each and every week. Of course, we'll continue to try to stay ahead if we can at all. But anyway, we're going to call this Mountain Grass. And just going to be ourselves and just going to have a good time. And we'll continue on with Nashville Bluegrass Band featuring special guests Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. Thanks for joining us on the SBB Radio Network.
Oh, Jesus made the wine. He made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. Yes, Jesus made the wine. He made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, his mother said, "Son, they have no wine." Well, Jesus said unto his mother, "Woman, what have I to do with this? my hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatever they say to you, do it. And they set before him six water pots of stone. They set before him six water pots of stone. And Jesus said unto the servants, fill up them water pots with water. They filled them right up to the brim. And he said, draw out now and bear it unto the governor of the feast. Oh, they bear it unto him. Oh, Jesus, he made the wine, he made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. Yes, Jesus made the wine, he made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. When the governor of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not from whence it came. But the servants who drew the water knew, and the governor of the feast, he called unto the bridegroom. He called unto the bridegroom, and he said, every man at the beginning doth set forth the very best of wine. And when they have well drunk, they bring forth that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Yes, thou hast kept the good wine until now. And this beginning of miracles to Jesus in Cana of Galilee, that manifested forth his glory there. And his disciples, they all came to believe on him, because he changed the water into wine. Because he changed the water into wine. Oh, Jesus,
he made the wine.
He made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. Yes, Jesus
made the wine.
He made the wine from the water. Jesus
made the water into wine.
Yes, Jesus made the wine.
He
made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine. Jesus
made the wine.
He made the wine from the water. Jesus made the water into wine.
He made the water.
He made the wine.
He made the water into wine.
He made the water.
He made the wine.
From the water.
Jesus made the water into wine.
He made the water.
He made the wine. From the water.
Jesus
made the water into wine.
He made the wine.
He made the wine.
From the water.
Jesus made the water.
We thank you.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
They are indeed.
Where are you going? Right.
One way and F.
F. One way.
Pete's going to sing a song now that we recorded on an album called New Moon Rising way back when. And well, all these stuff we did, but some of it we didn't. And this one we did. This is it's called The One Way Fantasy Man, I believe.
I was strolling down the street today, trying to walk in a straight line.
I saw these words, and to me they did say, one way written there upon a sign. One way I'm free, one way I'm in trouble all the time. One way I'm losing you, one way only you'll be mine. I stopped into a dusty old bookstore. Every name I saw upon the shelf was a name of God, and they all said to me, one way I seek thee, one way myself. One way I'm free, one way I'm in trouble all the time. One way I'm losing you, one way all the time. One way I'm losing you.
Is that in B?
Thank you, folks. We want to finish up our show here all together with a number for the father of bluegrass music. He's the guy who put the blues in the grass. And put the grass in the blues. We want to do this one. It's it goes back a long time, and it's... And we hope we're not going to have to say this very soon to the father of bluegrass music, but it's a great tune of his called Goodbye Old Pal.
Hounded down beneath that mound was the best pile I ever had. I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Bye.
Mr. Peter Rowan, Jerry Douglas, Hannon Wright on guitar, Roland White, Gene LeBay, Stuart Duncan, Alan O'Brien.
The Nashville Bluegrass Band. Peter Rowan, Jerry Douglas. How about that? They're coming back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll have to decide here something to do as soon as we all get up here.
Big thanks to Doyle Lawson and Milton Harkey too for having us down here again. Wonderful. And thanks to all you. What a wonderful audience you've been the whole time.
Take a picture. Go ahead.
I think we've decided. This is going to be another Bill Monroe song. As soon as we write it.
Did you renew your license for this one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, some of these songs you have to renew your license every 3 years or you can't do them anymore. Bluegrass license.
Hey, Pete, I don't know. Have you heard about Sally Gooden? It's in G now.
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City. Thank you.
together, you and me.
Peter Rowan, Jerry Douglas. I guess we're going to do an acapella to shut this down with, right?
Thanks, you guys. The money's in Pat's guitar case, so you just split it. Thanks.
We're going to leave you with this little one right here. It's called To Be His Child.
Send this out to Doyle Lawson. I bet he knows this song. We learned this from the Duck Creek Quartet, which I know that he's very familiar with. And if he's not here, well, we'll just put it out in the air for him.
Once I was lost, wandering in sin. My heart was heavy and burdened within. Jesus one day set me free. To be his child is worth more than silver or gold. To be his child is worth more than this world can hold. And with him keep my
Good night, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The Nashville Bluegrass Band, Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. Thanks a lot, Denton. I don't know whether we can get another one or not.
Yeah, you're listening to a special broadcast of Mountain Grass, and this is Nashville Bluegrass Band with special guests Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas, and this is back in the early 90s, so anyway, they'll come back out according to what I have on the time left here. So anyway, you're listening to the SBB Radio Network, and glad you could make it. Here's an encore with Nashville Bluegrass Band.
Here comes one more. Two more.
They're back.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had them put away. That's why it took us so long. We didn't think you'd want us back.
I think it's time to call on old Tommy Stubob. And old Tommy Jerry Douglas. Tell them about Sally Gooden, Stu Bob.
We had a lot of requests for Sally Gooden, and we didn't get our permit this year for Sally Gooden in A, so we changed it to the key of G, which is where Bill Monroe plays it, incidentally. So we're just going to keep it there for a while until next year. Thanks. Did we lose Jerry? Thank you.
right, thank you, folks, for sticking around. And be sure you carry all your stuff, your chairs and stuff, because, like I say, the fire department's going to pressure hose the area out tonight to clean it for tomorrow's show. And thanks again for being such a wonderful audience.
And we've been listening to Nashville Bluegrass Band with Peter Rowan and Jerry Douglas. And I had it pulled up earlier where it was actually recorded at. And anyway, it's been a good recording. Real good. I'm not sure what happened right there. But anyway, it's been a great recording. And let's see if we can't go ahead and take that to the end. Right there we go. And get ready for a little bit of a station break here. Anyway, thanks a whole bunch for listening to the SBB Radio Network on this Wednesday. I've got about 2:21 p.m., and if you'll hang around just for a minute, we're going to have some more special programming for you. Let's have a tune, then we'll go to some additional programming.